Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. This is Wednesday, May 1st, 2013, and tonight we will be talking about The Undertaking, and that is one awesome episode. Yes, you're listening to us on Wednesday night. We have a special night. We will not be on tomorrow, Thursday, so tonight we are having a special Arrow Podcast. So for those of you listening, please call in 914-338-1036. Again, that phone number is 914-338-1036. We have four callers on the line, so let's get to them from area code 239. Please do not fail this podcast. Who is this?
Hey, Zeus. Happy birthday. It's May 2nd, man.
Over there it is. I'm still waiting over here. Well, thank you, sir.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
yes, and good morning to you.
I almost didn't get to see the episode because we had a crazy storm here in Florida today. And,
no way.
My cable went out at 5 o'clock. I got so pissed at Comcast. But thank God, I was so relieved it came back at 6:30.
So Comcast did not fail you, did they?
Yeah, I almost wanted to go. If they did, I wanted to get in my Archer suit
get your hoodie
on there and say, Comcast, you have failed my area.
So Matt from Florida, first thoughts on The Undertaking.
I got into it like crazy, Jesus, epic, and I'm gonna go see. I'm gonna be going to see Iron Man 3 tomorrow night at 10.
All right. Give us a review next week about that.
You said you saw it.
I did. I want to see what you thought about it.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to a sneak preview tomorrow night with my friend Matt at 10. I can't wait.
All right, sweet. Thank you, Matt, for calling in. Let's continue this not-failed podcast. Let's go to area code 312. Who is this?
Chance Ellis. And, yeah, tonight was a really, really good episode. And, man, so let's talk about the ending fight scene for one.
What about that entrance?
Dude, have you seen Raid Redemption?
No, I have not.
Okay, go watch that movie, because they definitely took that.
Okay,
that
everybody jot this down. What's the title again?
Raid Redemption.
Okay.
Raid Redemption. I was trying to figure out, because on Twitter, he told us to crop him into the picture of Raid Redemption. And I know that movie is an action-packed movie. It's pretty much you're trapped in this building, these cops are trapped in the building, and they got to fight their way up to the next floor. And they got to keep fighting. It's like waves of men in the hallway. There.
I could see that. I could see the resemblance.
Exactly. So that's how I saw that scene. I was trying to figure out why he wanted to do that, you know. And that
I know.
Was
I just.
Epic.
Oh my gosh! I just finished seeing it like literally two. Well, now it's 4 minutes ago, and I'm still like wired. I'm pumped. I want to kick some doors down. You know.
Yeah. Me too. I wanted to kick Comcast doors down tonight if it comes back on.
Oh man, dude, it was fantastic.
I'm sorry. Can you say your name again? I totally forgot. I didn't catch your name at the beginning.
Like take a chance on life. It's
okay,
chance.
All right, Chance. Is this your first time calling, Chance, or did you call before? You sound familiar.
No, this is my first time.
All right, great. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Hey,
Chance,
no problem.
As people are listening online, tell them how easy it was to call in.
Oh, God, it was really easy. Just call this number. I got the number off Twitter from Arrow.
There you
call,
go.
And you just call the number.
Excellent.
And literally, you're here.
And you're there, yeah. And you're amongst friends now. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
Let's talk about our favorite show. And let's continue that with a new caller from area code 432. Who is this?
New caller? I don't think so. This is Joe from Krypton.
No, to the podcast tonight. Come on, Joe. Pick it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's up, man? Hey, happy birthday. Happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. So first thoughts on The Undertaking.
Not as good as the previous episode, but it was still pretty solid.
What?
I mean, yeah, okay.
Let's let Joe talk.
We found Walter. That was a big plus. That was a big big. So yeah, it was pretty awesome. I liked it. It was cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Thank you for giving your opinion.
I still thought the last episode was a little more epic because I mean there was just. You know, the whole thing with Roy Harper and everything, I don't know.
That was cool. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was Roy Harper tonight?
Yeah.
Seriously. What's up? They can't tease us like that. Like, oh, yeah, I'm on the lookout. Thea, help me out. Okay, I'll help you out. And then tonight, nothing.
Instead,
Thea's helping his mom, her mom learn how to shop.
Online
I'm like, how's this helping Roy?
Yeah,
that's one sidekick you do not want. All right, now the last caller, here we go, 951. Who is this?
Hi, it's me, it's Regina.
Oh, Regina's just cracking up. What are you laughing at, Regina?
You guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we sound like a bunch of school kids, right?
I know.
Yeah.
All right, Regina, your first thoughts of, give us a female perspective of The Undertaking.
What's in the box?
Box? What are you talking about?
We don't have a box. You tell us.
Yeah,
no,
we have a key. Wait, does anybody know what Regina's talking about? Because I'm totally lost.
What's in the box? I don't know where this from.
Yeah, when they show the end, when they showed the semi-truck.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the
bomb. Okay.
Oh,
see, yeah, we
got
to get our minds out of the gutter.
Yeah.
What kind of Arrow fans are we? We didn't even know that.
Yeah, we only like when he's kicking butt, Regina. You can leave all those little details to the female viewers.
Yeah, we don't share our storylines in this group.
Yeah.
Regina, thank you for pointing out what's in the box. Hopefully someone could answer that. And we have another caller, area code 305. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast on this Wednesday night. We are talking about The Undertaking.
I think tonight's episode was the shit.
That's pretty much direct. What's your name?
My name is Brian Santos.
Hey, Brian. Welcome to the podcast. And, well, I hope you mean by saying the shit, I hope that's a positive thing.
Tonight's episode was the most important episode.
Yes,
I mean,
it was.
It's the whole reason why.
Don't you think
Oliver
that tonight's episode, like you've mentioned, Brian, tonight's episode is the platform of what we are expecting to see in
the
next two last episodes.
The platform of what's going to happen. Oliver finally found out that his mom's against him. He needs his friendship back. He admits to the show that he's in love with Laurel, and it shows the fact why him and his father take off for the island and how Merlin set up the Boeing so the ship would get destroyed.
Exactly. And how awesome was it to finally see new flashback scenes of Oliver's dad. Let's go around the room. Who enjoyed that? I did. Let's go to Matt from Florida.
Oh, yes, I did. Those were crazy. I loved it.
Awesome. Okay, we have a family just like me. Let's go to Chance. Chance, your thoughts on the flashbacks with Oliver's dad. Chance?
If you've been watching this show since the very first episode, you would think tonight's episode was the best episode. Put it that way.
There you go. All right, you're sticking to it. I like that. Joe from Krypton, did you like the new flashbacks, or are you over the flashbacks?
Yeah, it was cool. I think Robert Queen really looks like Oliver Queen from the comic books with the beard. You know, he's got the beard going on.
Yeah, he does.
He
I wonder if that's
like the
look they were going for.
Probably. You know, but I have to beg to differ. I don't know. Everybody has their own opinion. I don't think it was the greatest episode. And I think Oliver already kind of knew that his mom was I guess going towards the dark side, so to speak. You know, I mean, he kind of
he
had,
may have knew it, but he didn't want to believe it.
Yeah, he was in denial, but he already had he was already kind of there. You know, he already kind of knew that his mom.
All right. Let's go to Regina. Regina, your thoughts? Did you enjoy Oliver's dad's flashbacks? I did.
Yes. But I was waiting to see Laurel's sister.
A little double editing action there.
I kind of got mad at Oliver. I mean, he was two-timing there, you know? Laurel comes
up and
he calls the sister, hey, circle. The sister just showed up.
And seriously,
like,
how
what?
Bad was that wig on
oh,
Oliver's
God.
Head? Was he wearing
no,
a mullet?
That was terrible. Worse than the island wig.
So bad. I'm surprised Laurel said. I'm surprised she didn't say. You know what? Let's go tomorrow for a haircut because that shag is not working, Shaggy. All right, Brian. Let's go to you, sir. Since you said this episode is the platform of the what's to come, Brian, tell us. Did you enjoy the flashbacks?
Oh, I enjoyed it very much. It gave very critical parts of information. I mean, if you were watching closely, you could see very close where Malcolm Merlyn threw the book that has the circle over the glades on
yes.
the table. At this whole
exactly.
Plan.
And we remember what that symbol symbolizes, right? Do you guys remember?
That symbol circles over the glades.
Exactly. And it's like
it's
the underground, all that underground subway. Well, it's not an operation anymore, but it's the subway paths as well. But, yes, it's definitely the glades is becoming a bigger part now. Now, here's my question, and I'm sure a lot of watchers from tonight's episode have in my, you know, I probably have the same question I do, and I'm sure you guys might have the answer, so I'm putting it out here. What is the ultimate weapon that Merlyn is talking about? Let's take a guess. If you don't know, let's go around the room. Let's start with Joe from Krypton. What's your guess, or if you know?
I know.
I'm not really sure, man.
All right, well, what's your guess? You know, we're just having a conversation here. What's your guess?
Ultimate weapon. I don't know.
You know what came to mind? I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. You know what came to mind? Batman Begins.
Batman Begins.
And I know we compare Green Arrow to Batman a lot, but, Batman Begins. If you guys remember the Scarecrow with the... But the whole, you know, contaminating the water.
Yeah, poisoning the water and all that crap. Yeah.
Okay, that was my guess. All right, let's go to Brian. Let's go to you. What's the ultimate weapon that Merlyn is talking about?
It has something to do with Friars and his people's organization.
Yes, but the question is, what is it?
I'm not sure, but I think it has something to do with that atomic. Remember that thing that when Oliver and Slater on the island, they find a big gun that can shoot the planes out of the sky while trying to rescue Yalfay? It has something
to
do with
that. They're like rocket launchers or something like that?
Yeah, it has something to do with that. Because when you see on tonight's episode, you see it coming in on the truck. It says Unitech Industries or something. That has something to do with
it. Oh, I didn't catch that.
Island.
Did anybody else catch
that? Is that what's in the box?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Matt caught that. I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, good
it's
point
the last,
there, Brian.
The
good
end.
Point.
The last couple seconds when Oliver goes to ask Diggle to be back on his team because he finds out his mom's
against him. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I missed the last 2 minutes or so because I was logging in on my computer.
Oh.
So maybe you guys could help me refresh.
No,
See what I do for you guys? See what I do? I could
have
been 5 minutes late, but no, it started on time.
you should broadcast every week.
I know, right?
Oliver telling Diggle that he needed his help for.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah,
see, what do I do without you guys?
Yep.
The fans rock. They always help me out. All right, Regina. What's the ultimate weapon that Merlyn is talking about?
I have no clue. I mean, I'm really absolutely clueless on this one.
You were more worried about
here,
the box.
So, you were still here.
I want it to be a surprise.
I'm thinking.
What do you?
Well,
what would you want it to be?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, that's fine. That's
maybe
fine.
The Dark Archer himself
is
the ultimate weapon.
I'm talking. I'm thinking also his plan.
All right,
is
let's go
Archer.
To Matt from Florida. Matt from Florida, let us know. What are your thoughts? What's the ultimate weapon?
Well, something in that truck, but also his play with the Dark Archer is going to happen again.
Okay, but remember, he keeps talking about it'll be ready in 5 years. It's already past beta. I don't think he's talking about himself.
It's the same amount of time Oliver was on the island. 5 years.
Right. This whole time that Oliver was on the island, they were testing out. So it can't be on the island, or maybe.
No,
maybe it can.
It's in that
he was
truck.
On the island for 5 years. It's now ready.
Right.
I got an idea.
But he's,
I think
it's probably in
his track. All right, I'm sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
I'm thinking it's like this big machine, like you said, from Batman Begins. I'm comparing it to that.
Because remember, they're supposed to wipe out the Glades, so it has to be something huge, but not
really
atomic.
Dark Knight Rises.
Because that would wipe out more than the Glades.
It would destroy all of...
Wasn't that like a nuclear
city.
Bomb or an atomic
bomb?
Yeah,
it was only 6 miles. It was only a 6-mile radius
reactor
that it would
bomb.
Wipe out in
Gotham. That's true, but you know, once I'm assuming they want to use the Glades after it's been wiped out, so I highly doubt they would want a nuclear location to build on top of it. Chance, you're the last one. Let's go to you. What do you think were the chances of a nuclear weapon that Merlin's talking about? Well, what's your guess?
Good pun. I think, okay, I'm going to go back to the island because you guys really refreshed my memory and everything.
All right. And you noticed there was no island flashback? Okay.
Right.
Go ahead. Floor is yours, Chance.
I believe what they were testing on the island, that bomb with while Oliver was on there, they tried to stop their plan, whatever they were doing. Those people got to be connected to the Glades regardless because Merlin obviously been on that island as well. So
yes,
the plan that they were doing on the island is going to affect what they were doing. I believe it's a bomb. It got to be some kind of bomb to wipe out the city that they've been testing on just to wipe out that area.
Because they keep saying leveling the Glades and leveling.
Exactly.
Like a bomb.
Right. It can't be no scarecrow, no sedative. I believe it's just a bomb. It got to be some bomb that's going to
wait,
out
Chad, seriously,
city.
Wouldn't it be funny if the scarecrow comes out? No, just kidding.
I would think it would be epic.
Or I would have been like, see, I told you. I'm kidding. All right, now let's switch it up. I'm sorry, guys. Let's switch it up now. I'm sorry, Regina, I have to say this, but OMG, Felicity. Huh?
Yes.
Hotness.
Oh, yeah, she was broken.
I love that. All right,
let's go to Chance. Chance, do we want to see more of Felicity undercover, or should she stick back to her arrow cave?
No. She needs to be on the field. She needs to be out there doing it. She needs to keep her hair down.
There you go.
Man.
All right, Matt from Florida. Should Felicity be out on location or back in the cave?
No, she needs to be undercover. She was she was smoking with the hair like that. I mean,
oh jeez. And then wearing red? I mean, how much more can you stand out?
Yeah. I was really attracted to her with a red dress. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chance. We went to you already. I'm sorry. Brian.
I got one thing to say. I think Felicity looks super sexy tonight. But before we go any more, I do have to say another thing. I believe that Yalfe's daughter is the Chinese girl that's in the city with the white hair 5 years later looking for Merlin.
Yeah,
well,
that makes sense. That
girl knows how to fight just like the girl on the island. I also
that's
think
true.
That the girl with the crossbow is Sarah, Laurel's sister. But if it ever comes back somehow.
See, now you're stretching.
You know,
right? You had me at the white hair.
that's just
it's a different actress.
In one episode where Laurel's mother comes back and says, oh, I think our daughter's still alive, it makes a lot of sense that could have been her. But then I also
the
Chinese girl with the white hair has to be Yaofei's daughter, too.
All right, I guess we'll find out. All right, let's go to Joe from Krypton. Should Felicity be undercover or just stick to the computer?
You know what, man? I think she should she's just be out there helping Oliver. That one scene where she's like, "Oh, I'm glad you're in me," and she's like, "Wait a minute, I mean your voice." And wait a minute, when I say me, I mean my ear.
That was the best line,
like, oh,
seriously.
Man. She sounded so sexy though when she.
Oh, believe me, dude. I rewinded like twice. So I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was hot. I love the expression on her face when she caught herself.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
All right, Regina. You know I'm coming to you. I know we had a vent.
That's
all right, Regina. Should Felicity stay in the cave or should she go out on location?
She needs location, location, location. Yes.
Right. She was good.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
And I liked it when she said to that guy, "Wait till you see my whatever,
partner.
You know."
My partner.
What did she say?
That was awesome. Where she was like, "Yeah, you shouldn't." It was kind of like the turns, like you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And Oliver just went in with the blaze of glory.
Like, yeah.
He wasn't having it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, seriously, action-packed episode. All right. So now we're at the time where we will discuss our favorite scene in tonight's episode, The Undertaking. I'm going to give you mine, so please think of yours. If I steal yours by chance, repeat it. It's okay. I like to hear it twice. All right. So mine is Arrow's entrance to the compound as he's about to rescue Walter. OMG. That reminded me of what? Yes. I'm going to say it again. Batman. Remember when he goes to Singapore in the Dark Knight and there's a plane waiting for him as he's but it's the polar opposite now. And now he's arriving and there's a plane in the background dropping him off. That is awesome. Epic entrance. I'm sorry. I've never seen that on CW. Epic, epic, epic. All right, let's go to Matt from Florida. Your favorite scene on The Undertaking.
And I agree on you, man. I love that scene when he goes into the compound. But one thing I'm surprised you didn't bring up, why Oliver didn't have Laurel on his shoulder after she broke up with Tommy. I would have brought her into the whole cove to be there for her after her breakup with Tommy. If I was in Oliver's place, I would be there with her 24/7.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Matt. Let's go to Brian. Brian, your favorite scene in tonight's episode?
I like at the end of the episode when Oliver shoots the arrow at the wall and he can hear Malcolm and Moria's conversation and find out what's really going on.
I know. I was just like, for some reason, it seemed like I was watching a soap opera because I was like, oh, no, he did it.
Yeah.
Great. Good point there, Brian. Regina, your favorite scene in tonight's episode?
At the compound or whatever, when he kicks butt on all those guys and he walks away and you see like five or six bodies.
Seriously, without a scratch.
So that was.
And don't you think if you're going into a compound, you're going to have extra arrows just by chance? I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I think he makes up with the, you know, smacking around and kicking.
He always carries 24.
Yeah, always 24. Remember, 24. All right, Joe from Krypton, your favorite scene, sir?
I wouldn't necessarily call it my favorite scene, but if you read DC comic books, I totally geeked out when they referenced or gave a nod to Ted Kord, the second Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
That's the second Blue Beetle.
Oh, I totally missed it. And then in what context did they use that?
Well, she was telling Robert Queen about this event that they went to. That was, I guess it was funded.
Okay. It was a fundraiser. Yes.
Fundraiser.
Yeah, I was like, oh
cord,
crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love when they do little things like that, you know.
Cool, yeah. No, I geek out when they call out, like, cities, and I'm like, Ocean City? Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What did I miss? Hey, Zeus, I'm back. What did I miss? All right,
Matt. Oh, don't worry, Matt. All of this is on iTunes. Thank you for reminding me. If you miss any part of this podcast, please download and subscribe on iTunes. Just type in Arrow Talk, all one word, on iTunes. All of our previous podcasts are there.
Here.
Please subscribe.
I'm still here.
All right, Chance, give us your favorite scene of tonight's episode.
We're pretty much from the beginning of the podcast. I kind of tell you the end, so I'm going to go a little bit different of the inviting thing. But I'm going to go with when Oliver was in the hospital talking to Merlin and how he wanted to punch him. And, you know, you see the anger in his face where he just wanted to turn around and beat the hell out of him. You know, you felt that aggression. Like, he tried to keep his composure. That tension right there was like, yeah, it's about to go down in the next couple of episodes. So.
So now he knows that Tommy's dad is a bad guy. So, and then also his mom. How awkward is that? Seriously.
Exactly. So we got to.
I mean, there's a lot of drama going on.
That part, which this guy is talking about, I yelled at the TV. I said, "Go grab your arrows. Shoot an arrow in Merlin's chest. Kill him already. Get it over with."
No, Matt, but then we won't have a finale.
I know.
Yeah, but
I was just make a joke. I was really into it.
But Merlin already knows
Chance,
who Oliver
ahead,
really
ahead,
is.
And just the badass of it all from, you know, the mid-season when they fall, Oliver got beat up. So how's he going to come back from, you know, making that mistake again and getting beat up by the Dark Archer? Like, how's he going to come back? How's it going to be any different than before? Is he going to get help? What's going to help him win this fight? Because obviously we know the Dark Archer is a badass. The Merlin knows more than I ought to do. So how is he going
to
do
And then we're all forgetting again, because he wasn't in this episode, Roy Harper. He's going to come in too. It's like, whoa, what is going on? It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Now let's flip it a little. We already said our favorite scenes. Now, what scenes do you think didn't work out in tonight's episode? There's always one little quirk where you're like, okay, I didn't have to see this. Now, I'm going to mention mine, and if you're a listener of the podcast, you already know where I'm going. I'm going to say it right now. It is the scenes between Laurel and Tommy. It's like she's struggling to save nothing. I mean, there's no chemistry. It's just like, this part says we have to get together again. No, it just doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. Let's go to Regina. You're up first. What scenes did not work for you?
Well, when she tells Oliver, you know, she wants him to talk to Tommy to get them back together, I'm like, why?
Exactly. It's like that whole storyline I'm done with.
Yeah.
Thank you, Regina. Let's go to Joe from Krypton. And don't say the whole episode, too.
No. Well, like I said earlier, it's a pretty solid episode. I liked it. Even though I said it wasn't as good as the last one, at last week's, it was still good, though. I mean, I really honestly, I cannot think of any scene that I could have done without. Like that scene that Regina said where she asked Oliver to, what's her name? Laurel asked Oliver to talk to Tommy. I totally need that, because in the comic books, you know, Dinah and Oliver are together as Black Canary and Green Arrow. So, I mean, I think for season two, we're totally going to need that storyline for the next season, because, you know, it's going to have to go somewhere between those two for something to happen.
I agree with that.
So,
yeah, that makes sense. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to Chance. Chance, what scene could you have done without in this episode? I know it was pretty tight, but there are some flaws.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm trying to think. Okay, I can't remember, but did they mention anything about her sister, Laurel's sister, at all? Like, why did he choose her to go on the boat, or why was she on the boat?
Right. I don't think she did.
They didn't mention that. I felt that was kind of flawed.
No.
Because I thought they were going to show, like, the reason why, you know, maybe they did, why Laurel didn't get on the boat, and her sister was on there instead of her. Like, I felt like that connection in the past wasn't really that intricate to me, because I just wanted to figure out why her sister went on the boat instead of her when she was going to be on the boat instead.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chance. All right, let's go to Brian. Brian, you're up next.
Okay. I didn't really particularly care for the scene where, like, the end of the scene where Walter's laying in the nursing bed, and then, like, Thea's there, and, like, his mom, and, like, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh,
like
we're so great to be a family again. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
everybody
oh, have
a moment.
And then Oliver's like, yeah, I already know this is full of shit. And then, like, more importantly than that, when he sees Malcolm Merlin, like, first of all, like, Merlin already knows that he's the Arrow guy, because Moria, like, kind of paid him. She was like, oh, there's more ways to find out what my son knows on the island.
and that one episode like a long time ago at the end. So like his mom and Merlin already know that he's the Arrow guy. It's like last time he was like the Dark Archer. He was like,
all right, well, let's see, that opens a lot of doors there. Did I miss anyone? Matt, did I get to you already?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
You did it. You missed me.
Okay, go ahead.
I would say the scene where Laurel asked Oliver, please talk to Tommy for me. I want my old boy toy back with me. I mean, come on. Oliver could have said, I'm still in love with you.
Hello, speak up, dummy.
I mean, they're taking their sweet time. I'm glad they're done with the whole Tommy and Laurel thing. I didn't really like that much.
That was just so forced. I don't know why. All right, well, it's so sad, but we have to end our podcast. But thank you guys so much for calling in. We will be back next week as we wind down to two more episodes. We will be on our normal scheduled time on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you live in between, please do the math, or there's always Google. We're going to do our shout-outs. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Matt from Florida, Chance, Joe from Krypton, Regina, Brian, and I know there's some people on Twitter like Lauren TVEA, Paulina Layton, and also, there's one more I wanted to say. And Mary Beth, yes, she said happy birthday to me, so thank you, Mary Beth. Let's go to Regina. Regina, give us your shout out.
I just want to thank everybody for calling in. It was fun as always.
Great, awesome. Let's go to Matt from Florida.
Thanks for having this podcast, Jesus. Have a very happy birthday tomorrow, and I'll be on the next podcast. So thank you.
All right, and enjoy Iron Man 3, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped.
I'm going too.
All right, let's go to Brian. Brian, give us your shout-out. How can people reach you or whatever you want?
Man, I hope that all of our viewers and all the people that were in this podcast can one day be on the show, because this is the greatest show ever, and rock on.
Thank you, Brian. And Brian, was this your first time calling?
This is my first time calling, and it won't be the last.
Oh, sweet. Aww. Sweet. Okay, yeah, I hope it's not the last. Thank you. Thank you, sir. All right, Chance, let's wrap up the show. Give us a shout-out.
All right, I just want to say thank you for the podcast. It was fun talking to many other people that enjoy the show like I do. And it's my birthday on May 2nd, so you should wish me a happy birthday.
All right, thank you, sir.
And you want to reach me on Twitter at DarkmanN. Let's go.
All right, there you go. You heard it there. Okay, thank you so much, guys, for listening to the Smallville. I'm sorry, to the Arrow Talk podcast, not Smallville. We will have a Smallville podcast right after this one. So if you still feel like talking, join us at the Smallville Talk podcast. And you can reach us at Arrow Talk, all one word, on Twitter and also on Facebook, all one word, Arrow Talk, and also on iTunes. Please subscribe to the Arrow Talk podcast. Have a good night, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.